This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. This is episode number 58 of the Show It Off podcast. And in it, I am delivering nothing but pure wisdom, questions that will cause you to really think about things. And it's all going to be with my dear sister friend, Alila Rose Grace, who is the founding director of Mahina Cup. And she has been on the show before, but I'm telling you, this woman, every time I see her, she is just shining brighter and more just who she's meant to be in the world. And this is coming from a place of leaving a relationship that wasn't in her highest vibration, rocking it as a single mama, entrepreneur, and really moving forward in the world, because she's her business and her work is kind of different. You know, it's causing people to do things differently and look at things differently. And these people are women. Everything she talks about benefits women and how we experience our bodies, teaching us about what's going on internally, not just physically, but also spiritually, and also just a lot of anatomy, a lot of learning about the moon and the cycles and how it relates to us. And my favorite part about this episode, well, I'll tell you, we recorded it in the middle of the night. I think it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. We had been up for hours just dishing, just girl talk. And we kept saying, we should go to bed, we should go to bed. But we had also for weeks been saying that we wanted to record a new episode together. And so we were like, hell, let's just do the episode right now. And we ended up doing an Instagram live with it, which you can find on the Mahina Cup, Mahina Collective, excuse me, Mahina.collective Instagram page. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see us sitting at my kitchen table in our pajamas, which is how we recorded this episode. And so that was really fun. We had a great time. And so it's just a raw, real, like girl gab kind of episode. And in it, we shared something that we had been talking about. And she's so cute. She calls it the red pill. I'm going to give you a red pill, she says. And it brings up a subject we've talked about before on the podcast, but I feel like it's always worth repeating, which it's about you know, what love really is and what we accept and what that means for us. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll go ahead and let Alila Grace take over. Thank you so much for sharing this with at least one friend, and let me know how you like it. Okay. Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past. But we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There is nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to have anything we want. I know we can because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do two things. Number one, connect with me. And number two, have a miracle mindset, a mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected and you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you, and this will get you started. Is happening.
Aloha.
Oh, I'm not in the fridge.
Here, come bring your chair. I am here late night with Sarah Faye Shave of Show It Off Podcast. We're fully in our PJs. Like 1 something in the morning, I have no clue. We just finished a little goddess circle. We had some friends over, and we've been talking about doing this podcast together. And we're like, we're giggly, we're awake, we're in PJs. Why not? So here we are. We figured we could offer this to you live as well. And we are going to do our podcast. So you are witnessing a Show It Off podcast in the making. So go check out Show It Off and Sarah Faye Shave. She empowers single mamas. And it's beautiful. Aloha. Welcome for joining. We are about to record a late night podcast. So stay tuned. We're going to giggle. We're going to have fun. And I am going to drop some red pills that are going to change your life, I promise.
I love it because we've been hanging out. We've been having so much fun. And it's like, this is what, when I started this podcast, why I wanted to do it. Because we have these amazing conversations with our girlfriends. And we're like, every woman needs to hear this. Like, every woman would relate to this, or every woman would benefit from this. And we were just having this amazing conversation with our other two girlfriends where Alila was like, I love how you put it. You're like,
I'm
going to give you the red pill. And they were like, all right. And I got excited inside because I knew what you were going to say. And like so much on the show, the conversation is about loving yourself and building confidence, and what does that really mean? And it's so much more than just like liking your reflection in the mirror, you know? And that's really what we give so much focus to. And yeah, that's great. Of course you want to like your reflection in the mirror, but that's just one part of it. And so you talk so much about how to love yourself on a deeper level. And that's part of what this pill was. And so tell like what you asked. What was the
Well, I'm going to give you a little backstory before I just, like, give you the pill.
Yeah, soften them up.
I'm going to massage it up a little bit. Yeah. So, we were a circle of single mamas who were just coming out of really unhealthy relationships, unhealthy patterns, really men who were undevoting, unserving, and unloving, critical, abusive, narcissistic, you name it, we were experiencing it. And there is a meme that a friend sent me a while ago that says, whatever you receive, whatever a child receives is what they imprint as love. And so if you kiss a child on the cheek, they imprint it as love. If you slap them in the face, they imprint it as love. If you give them a hug, they imprint it as love. If you throw them across the room, they imprint it as love. So whatever we give children, we imprint as love. And then I had a friend, we had a 4-hour conversation, and in the middle of the conversation, actually 3 hours into the conversation, she said, Halila, do you think your ex ever loved you? I said, well, of course he loved me. We had deeply loving moments. We had connection. We made a baby. There was times where he really did love me. Well, he did the best he can to love me. Well, he only loved me to his ability. And then all of a sudden I said, oh my God, he never loved me. And I realized, just like a child, that whatever he was showing me, I was imprinting that as love. So all of the criticism, all of the abuse, all the infidelity, all of the lies, I was just going like you said, oh, he's having a bad day, or oh, it's just his wound, or oh, we can work through this. Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I was literally like, he still loves me. I was imprinting that as love. And so I actually had to train my ego on this 3D plane to go, Halila, he never loved you. Mm-hmm. That wasn't love. He's never going to love you. He never will know how to love you. He never will know how to devote to you, to see you, to serve you, anything. He never loved you. And from that moment, I've been talking a lot.
Thank you.
So please bear with me. So from that moment when I said he never loved me, the next thing that happened is I said, well, what is love? Well, how can I reflect and mirror love? Well, what does love look like? If that wasn't love, then what is love?
Yep. Yep. And it's just that simple. This is love. This is not love. And when I brought this, like, she and I talked about it before, and I was just like, yes, yes, yes. So it's been interesting to see what other women's reactions are to this. Right? I brought it up to another sister of ours. And she's so loving and dear and just so such a great listener. And she was like, well, he loved me in the best way that he could.
And that's what we all say.
Right, right.
Every single woman will say that.
Yeah. And my mom says it. Like, I've heard so many women say it.
Loved me in the best way that he could.
And then I pause and I go, what does that mean? Right? And I start getting really, like, concrete about it. Like, is this a table?
Right.
Or is it something else that can hold things well?
Right.
Well,
right. I love how you said that. Is it a glass or is it a vase?
Right. And it's like, yes, it can hold water, so can a glass, but it's still not a glass.
Right.
You know? And if we make it that physical, then you can't really, like, argue it. It's like science, fact, you know? And then this evening, she brought it up again, and it was like, the physical energy of the circle shifted. The physical.
Big time.
Yeah. What do you call it? Like, body posture changed.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell what happened next.
Yeah. So it was so interesting because one of the sisters in the circle was really arguing for her expression of love. Well, you have never experienced love like I have, she said to me. You have never experienced love like I have. You've never experienced the depth of love and the depth of soul connection that I have. Mm-hmm. And I was just holding space for her, and I was like, of course we've all experienced the karmic, ancestral, deep, soulful love But on this 3D plane, where we're in these bodies experiencing these moments, what we experienced in that moment was not love. And we will not break the cycle of trying to receive love, to receive validation, to receive crumbs of anything from this person until we go, you do not love me.
Right.
And I am no longer, this is love.
Yep.
For those of you who cannot see me, I'm pointing to my own body.
Yes.
This body is love. He is not love.
Right.
This body is love. He is not love. If he is not love, he has no business in my field, no business of me trying to validate my love. There's no need for me to validate anything to him.
Right.
If I can see myself as love, moving towards love, and see him as unlove.
Yes.
And but she was continually arguing for this macrocosmic expression of love. Well, in the divine fabric of all that is under the goddess, we are all love. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, in the black and white 3D experience of, she tells me there's something inside of me that no matter what wants to receive appreciation from him because you still think he loved you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something inside me that still wants to feel validated by him
mm-hmm.
because you still think he loved you. And the moment you break that cycle, and it feels, I'm sorry, I know that you're listening to me thinking that I'm crazy right now, because it feels like a sharp knife. Yes. But sometimes we need that sort of truth. Mm-hmm. We need that sharp knife to cut through the very fabric of our disillusion mm-hmm. of what love is and is not.
Mm-hmm. Because love does not put you down. Love does not make you feel like shit. Mm-hmm. Love does not gaslight you. Uh-huh. Love does not make you scared.
Mm-hmm.
Love does not abuse you.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, he loves me, but he abuses me.
Right.
No.
That's not love.
And that's like so powerful. If we think for a minute,
mm-hmm.
what would that be like if every woman
yes.
right now on this right. planet, on this time-space reality,
right.
is like, this is love, this is not love, and I will only receive love?
Yes.
What would happen to the men?
They would have to up-level.
They would up-level.
They would have to.
Exactly. I mean, straight yeah. chicken skin.
Everywhere.
Oh,
same.
It's because they would.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard so many people say, you know, people who've had lots of experience in relationship with men or multiple children say, oh, men need a reason to rise. Men desire and crave us to give them an opportunity to help.
They
right?
do. And if we're so busy taking their crumbs of
right.
love,
like, here you go, then.
And we're
yeah.
so busy trying to like nourish them
right.
or fuck it out of them or love
right.
it out of them, they don't
right.
need to stop. Okay,
right.
she's accepting my crumb.
Fine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't have
and
to do anything.
On.
Yeah.
And so it goes for generations ahead of us.
Yeah.
And in this time, in this now, I don't accept that for my daughter. I don't accept that for your daughter. I don't accept that for me or you or any woman who would ever find this voice in this podcast, in this Instagram, in this moment, and hello. And it's so powerful, and it's so simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does hurt.
It
because
hurts.
Nobody wants to, like,
think that they
right.
didn't receive love.
Or, like, almost like an embarrassment of, like, oh, my God, I, like, thought that he loved me and he didn't. That
right.
that feels shitty.
It feels
embarrassing.
Shitty.
It feels kind of shameful.
Yeah.
But know that that's just the ego
mm-hmm.
saying, but I'm worthy of his love, right? You're
and then
way
how many
more
times
worthy.
Are we standing on our heads, spitting nickels from wherever, you know, doing handstands while we're feeding all of our kids,
yes.
saying, like, he's going to love me now, right?
Right.
And
is
then
this good
especially
enough?
As single mothers, how often are we still in communication with our ex in, like, a co-parenting situation
right.
or whatever it is,
right.
still trying to just see me.
Yep.
I'm fucking doing so much. Just appreciate me.
Yep.
Just love me. Just see me. Just think I'm sexy. Just
right.
think that I'm a badass. Just think that I'm an entrepreneur. Just think that I'm a good mom.
Right.
I mean, it's like we're still, and that's the reason why our friend was so hooked, mm-hmm. because there's a part of her on this time space and continuum that still thinks that there is something loving there.
Right. And that's okay that she wasn't ready to swallow the pill. And, you know, yeah. I don't think she would, like, if she was here right now, she'd probably be like, I swallowed 10 of those pills already.
She did. She's like, I've been swallowing 10 of those for the past 15 years.
And it's because she has swallowed other pills of right. this, like, wow, okay, my relationship with him is gone and never right. going to happen. Right. Anyone who's a single mom has had to swallow that pill.
Yeah.
It's a different pill of, yes. like, no, honey, that was actually never love.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, relieving. I know when, like, you and I were having this conversation originally, I was like, yep.
For me too. It
like,
was
no
a
argument. Like, it was like, I know. Yeah. That was not love.
It was a relief because then it goes, oh my God, I can open to love and it's not going to feel like that.
Right. That's a point that I love that you brought up because a couple episodes back, maybe 3 episodes back, when I interviewed a woman who speaks on finding love.
Yes.
You know, Karen Stanley speaks about finding love after being a single mom. I was like, girl, I don't want that. Like, that's great for you and anybody else who's listening who wants to find love again, but I don't welcome that,
yeah.
you know? And she was like, and she gave me a pill. She was like, you don't want what you've had before.
Exactly.
What you don't realize is that there's something out there that you haven't had.
Because that's not love.
That's because that's not love. Exactly. And I was like, at first I was like, no, I didn't say this to her in the podcast. I was like, just be quiet and listen. Because I'm like interviewing her. When I hung up, I was like, no, I received love. Like, I received good relationship. Mm. And then, like, weeks passed, and I was like, actually, I can't say that I have. Like, I went all the way back to being 18, 16 years old, and I was like, I actually wasn't being authentic, authentically myself in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I was taking crap, or I wasn't happy, or I was scared, mm-hmm. or he cheated on me. It's like, those are all things I wouldn't repeat. That's why yeah. I'm not with him anymore.
Right.
Right? So it's just like taking your own experience of what you thought love was or what you were willing to accept as love and then backtracking it to what you were saying about childhood. What did I receive, you know, back then that made me feel like it was love? You know, like
yes.
my dad was absolutely like controlling and, you know, a perfectionist and needed things to be a certain way. And so when I saw that in my ex, I was like, oh, I know that. Yeah,
that's love. Right.
That's how I
receive love.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, oh, I just felt so drawn to him. And it's like, yeah, it's a familiar wound.
Right. I call that the ancestral hand-me-downs.
Mm, I like that. Yes.
And it's interesting, too. I love that you bring up the wounds because another thing that came up tonight was she kept saying, I have this place that's still looking for his validation.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have that place that's still looking for that validation if you have a hole inside of you
mm-hmm.
that's still looking to be filled by something. And that hole inside of you can only be filled by your own self-source experience of self-love, self-validation, self-devotion, self-recognition, self-honoring, and actually like self-seeing. And then when the self becomes whole, it can't help but to mirror it back at itself, which is
yes.
love.
Yes.
And it's so interesting because, like, for me, all of this escalated, and then it was like my consciousness just, it happened so quickly.
Yep.
It's like I turned around, and there was a man who looked me in the eyes and said, where's your king?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where's my what? I mean, you know, and it was like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where is
but it was so amazing because consciousness literally looked at me and mirrored itself back and said, I see you, you're whole.
Yeah.
But I was only became whole once I realized that what I was standing for was not love.
Yep.
And once I said, that's not love, then I became an embodiment of love.
An immediate that said, reflection.
Now,
yeah.
yeah. And it was immediate. Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was like, wait, how long ago did we have this conversation? We were like counting the days. So I was like, that was really quick, girl. Yeah, and it's so beautiful validation and confirmation from the universe. And
yeah. I just want to tell you really quickly that it's been over a year that I've been like I'm a quick manifester. Mm-hmm. I work really quickly with the universe as far as like, and especially with men, like I've always been really magnetic with men. Mm-hmm. It's been over a year and I would remember calling you and calling other friends and being like, why aren't men flirting with me? Mm-hmm. Like, what the F is happening? Mm-hmm. And like my friends would be like, oh, there's a baby hanging from your breast. Maybe it's just this, you know, and there were men in my field, but there was nothing. It was all, I'd look at this man and go, you are my ex. No, mm-hmm. thank you. And I couldn't understand why I was still magnetizing that, right. because I still somewhere in my subconscious psyche believed that that was love.
Mm-hmm. And it's very common for us to just pick the same guy over and over and over again with a different face.
Yes.
And then we think we get into this perseveration of, yes. all men are shit or all men are crap. It's like, no, yes. you just literally keep attracting the yes. same energy, the same type of person.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you can stop that with a simple shift. Breaking the cycle, a simple shift of realizing what love is. And I love how you pointed to yourself that the validation comes from within, that the ability to love and the like receive and be love is all within. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I'm not going to next say all you need to do is get this facial cream, you know, all you need to do next is buy these like red bottom heels. It's nothing outside. It's a journey inward. And yes, you can be led. You can have, assistance and guidance into that journey inward, mm-hmm. because if you're not familiar with the work, and even if you are, you're so close to the mm-hmm. Subject
yes.
that it can be hard to see like yourself.
Well, you need a mirror.
Exactly.
And that's why we have relationships.
But it's all about bringing you back inward.
Yes.
And so if anything or anyone is taking you outside of that, then it's not a mirror. It's a pull out, you know? So it's important to have that awareness of like, what is pulling me back inward so that I can validate myself, so that I can recognize what love is and what love is not, so that I can attract yes. a real love, a yes. new experience of yeah. love.
And we're shifting the paradigm yes. into a new experience of love.
Yeah, not just for myself.
Yeah, for humanity. For
humanity, exactly.
And like it starts with me, and then I look at my child and go, I don't want you to experience a relationship that's not love. I want you to experience love, and I'm the one that's going to need to show you that. Yep. I'm the one that's going to have to bring home the man that's present and kind and conscious and deep and loving. If that's what I want you to see and if mm-hmm. that's what I want you to experience, I have to do that work first.
Yes.
But I think it's really interesting this point of time that we are in humanity where all the structures are breaking down.
Yes.
Because we're literally breaking down the structure of love. Like right now we're cracking the shell on what is love and what is not love. And as our collective is breaking down so much. So I see what's happening right now in the collective too is like the trauma files are kind of unzipping. Mm-hmm. So all of the ancestral stuff that's hidden inside of our, it's not hidden, but it's like locked inside of our DNA is literally being unzipped and exposed right now. So all of this is coming up for us to see and kind of like shuffle through and create a new collective awareness.
It's an opportunity.
Yes, yeah. It's an opportunity. The wound is the place where the light enters. There is a giant, gaping, oozing wound right now in our collective. Mm-hmm. So it's our job to shine the light in. Just like when there's an open, gaping wound in our psyche, in our soul, when we're gapping with ourselves, it's our job to bring the light in.
Yes.
And so as the collective files are unzipping, we're literally creating a new paradigm of love. We're going from, this is what I used to accept as love. I now know that that is not love. So now I'm going to move forward into what I am creating or bringing into my awareness as love. And I'm going to create, we're literally creating a new paradigm of love.
Yes.
It's going to be new.
Yes.
And we're stepping out into the mystery. We're stepping out into the unknown. It might be very scary, but we're doing it consciously and we're doing it together.
Yep. With guidance.
Yes.
With an understanding.
Yes.
And with the desire to raise the bar.
Yes.
Someone exactly. went tonight. It was like so great, right?
It was so great.
Like, someone told me that I'm raising the bar too high. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like here and they're just subpar. Like yeah. Every other guy that I've encountered is just like having the bar too low. And we don't need to lower down to them, you know? And it's like, of course not. Like we wouldn't do that like when we're shopping. Like if we're shopping for food and we're like, oh, this looks delicious. But actually that one on the bottom shelf that's like dusty mushy and old. And, yeah, and I'd rather moldy. Get that.
Yeah.
No. We just go, whoa, this is like, I want the best.
Yeah.
And if we, and when we decide to be that way about everything, especially the most important things, like loving ourselves, yes. who we're choosing to bring into our family. And, you know, this is something that all single moms are really aware of, is that when you're dating as a single mom, the stakes are higher now.
Wow, yeah.
You're not just making mistakes that are going to affect yourself.
Totally.
You know, you're like making choices mm-hmm. that affect our children. And that to me is great because I have been like taken so much shit that I would never take now right. because of my girl.
Totally.
And
absolutely.
So thank you to her for like forcing me to up level. And now, but what are we going to do with this? It's so simple. We just recognize what love is and what love is not. We turn inward, we like ask for the guidance, we follow the guidance, and we keep leveling up.
Mm-hmm. And when something comes to us that is not love, we just say no thank you.
You have a really great way of helping someone like in the moment to like turn inward to ask for mm-hmm. guidance.
Yeah.
Can you, like you have a million of them and I love talking to you about them, but can you share a little one for... right now so that you can just say, okay, I'm taking this with me, listening to my insides for guidance.
Yeah, so I have a tool for finding your authentic yes and your authentic no. And I believe when we can actually find these and anchor these, then it's really easy to navigate throughout the world and then we don't need to be decisive. And I've used this throughout my life, and it's really changed my life and changed my ability to make decisions, stick to my decisions, and trust my intuition. So I believe that the body is the authority, and as the body is the authority, the uterus is the queen. And the patriarchal yogi kind of practices always teach the third eye as our place of magnetism, our place of creation, our place of manifestation. So the feminine experience of that is actually from our belly, from our womb, because our belly is our place of magnetism, our belly is our place of expression, our belly is our place of manifestation. Hello, our belly creates Hello. Life.
Yes.
So this is a tool that I kind of developed that I call the belly check-in. Because if the uterus is the queen, she is in charge. And there's so often that the uterus is not on her throne. Mm. And that's kind of other stuff that I go into my courses as far as like holistic wellness to bring the queen back in her throne. However, we can very easily check in with our queen. So let's just do a quick check-in. I want you to bring your hands to your belly and close your eyes and just take a deep breath and just let your belly be really soft, like a big round Buddha belly. So your uterus is connected to all timelines. It's connected to the wisdom of all the elements and all the ages. And as you breathe deeply into your belly and bring awareness into your belly, you start to bring the depth of your soul's knowing online. And the deeper and deeper you breathe into your belly, the more and more you step into your source of power. The belly is where we generate our Shakti, our divine feminine life force energy. As a single mom doing this, even for a moment throughout the day to generate your life force energy and breathe into your belly. I use this a lot when I get overwhelmed or lack of patience, I breathe into my belly to recenter myself. Just keep bringing your awareness deeper into your belly, and as you inhale, I want your belly to expand outward, filling with love, filling with life, filling with your light. And as you exhale, I want you to open your jaw and just take a nice sigh out through the mouth. When we open the mouth and relax the throat, we're actually relaxing the vagina and the cervix. And when we relax our pelvic bowl, we relax into the seat, into our queen. We relax into our knowing, into our regality. Beautiful. So keep inhaling through the nose, filling the belly with light, filling the belly with love. And as you exhale, just exhale through the mouth, just letting go of any stories, any tension, any belief. And then the deeper and deeper you go into your belly awareness, that is where you answer questions. That is where you ask questions. So if ever you feel confused, this is the place where you go. You breathe into your belly, and even from here, you look inside your belly and you say, I see you. You badass mama. I see you, you boss. I see you, you beautiful queen, goddess, divine mother who holds everything and smiles still. I see you who wipes the tears and the tushies. I see you, I appreciate you, I love you, I honor you, I adore you, and this is where we start to fill our own cup. This is where we start to become whole and holy. And by doing this practice, we continue to serve ourselves. That hole that we had, that we were seeking other people's love, other people's validation, this is how we continue to fill up our own cup.
I can really feel that. That softening, like you said.
And it's the feminine softening. And we talk about this all the time because there's a difference between like the controlling masculine that's driving.
Right.
And then this deep feminine softness that just becomes a magnet. She becomes a magnet for opportunities, a magnet for love, a magnet for everything in her mind. It's like people, place, things, resources.
Yes.
She becomes a magnet for the resources.
Yes.
Like all I had to do was decide that I was ready to see love.
Yep.
And my intuition, my magnetism guided me to the exact place, time, space, continuum to see love as myself reflected back to me.
Yes. Which makes so much sense because, like, as women, like, we're, like, the mother.
Yes.
Right? And the mother is provided with what she needs to take care of her babies when she makes her babies. Right? Like, when we when we made our babies, when we were pregnant, we didn't be like, okay, today's legs.
Yeah.
Today we're on toenails. Right? We just feed ourselves
totally.
And the baby made.
Yes.
And then after the baby was born, we weren't like, okay, now I gotta read the manual and produce the breast milk. Like, no, we just like made the milk and figured it out along the way. And we just had everything we needed when we needed it.
Totally.
Not before or after, you know, like at the right time.
Yes.
And this is like, you know, she says like this is something we talk about a lot. Like this is like legit. Alila and I talk about this a lot because I have a thing where I'm really being intentional about being more balanced in my yin and my yang, or my masculine and feminine energies. Because, you know, we laugh because I'm a super girly girl who happens to be a single mom, which means right now I'm doing the parts when I became a mom, I was thinking that somebody else would be doing a lot of those parts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And then when I became a single mom, I was like, okay, give me all those responsibilities too. I got this. Like, I already had the mom thing, and now I'll take myself and then all the other things that, like, I thought he was going to take care of. And that made me go, woo, out of balance.
Right.
Where I was just, like, this really super masculine version of myself for a period of time.
And I would watch myself parent my daughter, and I would watch myself at work, and I would watch myself everything, working, working out and eating. And I was like literally like doing the bulletproof diet and like, you know, like doing these really hard like weightlifting workouts, which is so not me, you know, like I was doing only
yoga and walking. No, and those are all biohacking according to the masculine biology.
In my woman's body.
Exactly.
So I call Alila when I feel like I'm like out of balance. I'm like, girl, bring me back. Like, what do I do again? Like, remind me because like I forgot her. Where is she? You know? And then Alila will remind me, and just being around you and talking to you, and then these tools that you offer always help bring me back to a place where I can be in the receiving mode, where I can be in the art of allowing, when I can parent my daughter with so much more grace and compassion. Like, I remember, like, I don't want to parent like my dad.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, my dad, when I would cry, like, he would literally say, I'll give you something to cry about. Mm. And that's horrible. I mean, yeah. I never said that to Luna, just for the record. You know? But, like, that's the memory when I think of, like, how did my dad parent me when I was little? He's much better now as, like, we're both adults.
Yes.
With where my mom, when I would hurt, she wouldn't even say anything. She would just scoop me up and hold me until I was done crying.
Yeah.
And then I would get up and be done with it.
Totally.
And just in that sitting, quiet,
yes,
holding your baby close to your bosom, it's like the result is better.
Yes.
And the energy to put out of to get that result is less.
Yes.
And that's just a microcosm for the grand picture.
Yes.
I hear women say, Sarah, I don't want to say I'm a single mom because I don't want to be a single mom. I want to be in partnership. And I'm like, babe, there is no way you're going to attract a partnership of love that you want, like that high vibe, amazing, blow your mind, notebook, freaking love, until you first love yourself as you are now.
Yeah.
And right now you are single. Yes. And you are a mom.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that's how you're going to be forever. I mean, you will be a mom forever. But your status, like, it's like your career or where you live.
It shifts.
It's a seasonal thing. But it won't change. Your experience of that isn't going to change until you love yourself as is. And not in a piece of you, like all of you, wholly.
And this is so good that you said that, because I had this thing. And I remember, like, I wrote a whole post about it, and you're like, yes, the archetype of the single mother.
Screenshot saved. Print sent. Yeah.
But I had this whole thing of, I was so scared to claim being a single mom. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's ugly, it's frail, it's angry, it's
tired.
It's tired. What time is it? I have no clue. Here we are doing a podcast in our PJs in the middle of the night.
Yes.
You know, but all of these things. And then it took me claiming that I will change the archetype of a single mom. I will make it juicy. I will make it empowering. I will make it thriving. Yes. I will make it beautiful.
Yes, have fun
and
in it.
And once I claimed that, the man who I called into my life, the number one thing and what he was looking for was an amazing mama.
Can we just pause for a second on that one? Because we've talked about this too, like meeting men who are like, you're great, but you have a kid.
Totally.
And it's like, bye-bye.
Yes.
Because you just right away know, like, that's another thing. Thanks, daughter, for protecting me from this guy who was going to take so much crap and energy and all this, like, no.
Yes.
Right? So this is a man who's like amazing and beautiful and smart and like making a difference in the world. And his number one thing was like seeing the mama, like wanting that in who he's calling in. Because who's more beautiful and amazing than a mother? I mean, and if you are wanting a man, which I know you are because you're listening to this show, who values a strong woman.
Yes.
Then you are going to know that he's not going to be intimidated by the fact that you're a mama. And he's going to be amazed at the fact that you're not only a mama, but you're a single mama who's like, oh, that means you don't take shit. It doesn't mean you're like tired and stressed and overworked and overwhelmed. It means you don't take shit.
Yeah.
You walk away from crap. or you became a mom because of death, or a single mom because of death, and so it, you're strong still, moving through trauma and pain.
Well, we become resilient.
Yes,
we become so resilient.
It's like, bring it, dude. Like, you can't bring me something that I haven't already walked through at this point.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
So we're strong, we're beautiful, we're nurturing.
And to go back to the, like, pushing away the single mom.
Yes.
We're pushing a shadow into the closet, and the only thing we will be doing is become more and more of a single mom.
Right.
But we
like
have
alone.
Yeah.
In the closet.
In the closet. Yes. Going, why am I here alone in the closet being a single mom? I don't want to be a single mom. I hate being a single mom alone in the closet. Yeah. The universe goes, okay, you're going to stay in that closet being a single mom until you learn to love how to be a single mom. And then I will take you out of the closet and give someone to you.
Yes. And community, not just partnership, but
exactly.
Community. Right now, because like
and
I personally
you've been
am not
through
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like
I'm not
total isolation.
Total isolation, especially when COVID. I was like, okay, this is how I'm gonna die, like alone with my daughter and 12 acres of land. Yeah, just and never speaking to anybody. Okay, bye world. It's been nice, you know. And so I was like, no, this is not okay. I do not receive this. I do not accept this. And I'm not ready to call on a partner. Like, that's not where I'm at. So that still doesn't mean that I'm alone, though.
Right.
Like, I have my sister community very close to me all the time.
Yes.
And I'm so much more supported, having so much more fun.
Yes.
And my daughter, I love, like, this, like, I'll probably tell it a million times, but she said to me in such seriousness, Mom, I'm exactly like Wonder Woman. And I'm like, I know. And she's like, do you know why? And I'm like, tell me. And she's like, Wonder Woman was raised by her mama and her aunties.
Aww,
and I'm like, so damn, beautiful. Girl, you're right, you know?
Yes.
And so it's like, whatever it means, whatever it looks like to you to not be alone as a single mama, that might look different. It might mean you call in like a family, like you're living with your grandparents or your parents or whatever. It doesn't mean you're alone. It just means that you're not in partnership until you're loving yourself enough to attract one that you will accept because you don't take shit anymore.
Yeah.
I hope.
And I think it's so important too to continuously return to the like taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Because I know as a single mom, it sometimes feels like our last priority. I know so many women, like I work a lot with women and yoni eggs, for example.
Yes.
And it's so important for women to use yoni eggs, especially mamas, because you've had a baby, your vaginal canal needs to like have the tone, it works the whole pelvic floor. Again, this is the foundation of your experience. This is your own stable ground. This is, you know, your root.
Mm-hmm.
And so many moms are like, Alila, who has the time?
Right.
And I'm like, if you don't have the time, you're not living your life fully. You're not thriving. And we laughed about it. The ROI, in your pussy care will basically give you back hours of time.
I love that.
And if you don't know what ROI is, return on investment.
And let's remember, like, we do waste our time. Like, if you have that app part on your phone that tells you at the end of the day how much time you spent on your phone, like, I'm like, does it count when you play Pandora? Because I don't think I'm gonna count that, you know. But it's like,
does it count when you play
Pandora?
I don't know, it's a real question. I hope not
because, or hope it does, because sometimes I'm like, damn, that's a lot of time on my phone. So all that to say is, like, we do have the time, we're just not spending it in a way that's giving back
right.
to us.
Those 10 to 15 minutes that you're zoning out, scrolling something, or those 10
or
to
stressing.
15, that you could just, like, breathe into your body, breathe into your belly, do a 15-minute exercise, tune into your body. I mean, every single morning, me and my daughter, we massage our breasts, and this is
so
something
cute.
That we have established, and honestly, I feel so much better when I do it.
Yes.
Like, I have other practices that I do in the morning, but the moment I massage my breast and I'm, like, moving the love and I'm feeling this, you know, our breasts are our first place of penetration into the world. There are a lot of us who are breastfeeding. there's a lot happening here. It's the place that we're always giving from. It's also connected immediately to the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. So when we massage our breasts, like, yeah, it's a physical practice. It feels really good, but it's also energetically activating on so many levels. However, it's something I do with her, right, and I make time for.
Right.
And now she massages her breast. She'll right. be three almost. And she's
I
like,
love that.
Mom, we have to massage our breasts.
It's
you know,
so cute. I've seen it firsthand. It's so lovely. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to say, I love how you say do it with her because,
yes.
you know, our children can't be an excuse as to why we don't do something forever.
No.
You know, so they're rather the reason.
Like, we pull tarot cards together. We
sage
together.
It was so fun.
Yeah, and it's important that they learn because who's going to show them what taking care of their body is
right.
if you're not?
Right.
If you're not going to show your child what taking care of their body means, and if you're going to show your child that I come last, that's the imprint that they're going to pick up.
So for my sister who's listening and she's like, I don't understand your language. You're saying yoni egg and you're saying breast massage. So like the first time Layla said both of these things to me, I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I mean, I can imagine maybe. Can you explain a little bit more? And you taught me both of these things. And like, worry not, because I'm not going to just like throw out these words and be like, go Google it. Like, you know, like, no, that's why Leela's here. Because like her insight and her wisdom is nothing short of like incredibly valuable and magical. And like, you have already implemented lots of things to help women learn what those are. Mm. And we were just talking about your yoni egg gym. Is that what you call it?
My jade gym.
Jade gym. So can you tell a little bit about that? Because, and like, what else you have to offer with about breast massage? Because you taught me, and I'm so thankful, and you're teaching others. Like, can you like explain a little bit more about what you're offering?
Yeah, so the yoni egg, I mean, yoni is a Sanskrit word for the holy temple, the sacred vessel, the place of creation, aka your vagina. Vagina is a Latin word that means the sheath of a sword. So when we use the term vagina, we know what we're talking about because it's a common term that we all can recognize. Mm-hmm. However, it is a direct term that relates to us in relationship to the masculine.
Yes.
So when we use yoni, it's a beautiful Sanskrit word that we take our power back. We say, this is my holy temple, this is my sacred space.
And it's meant for something other than just being penetrated by a penis.
Yeah, thank you.
Especially when you're teaching your little girl.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, to me, it was really intentional to
exactly.
teach her yoni.
Yes, yeah. I love that. And so a yoni egg is literally a crystal shaped like an egg. I use and only recommend 100% nephrite jade, and you can find those on my website, which you can put in the notes for anyone who wants to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the egg is basically it's like doing yoni yoga. You use it inside the vaginal canal for lengthening, strengthening. It's like teaching your vagina how to be soft and how to be toned at the same time.
Mm.
And the vaginal canal is this amazing network of spiral muscles that are laced with acupressure points. And as we move, as we press into these points and we activate them, we're activating places in our brain and we're literally activating our superpowers. It's like meditation. When we close our eyes and we go into meditations, we're going into the circuit breaker of our brain and turning switches on, because we know we only use like 10% of our brain. But as we meditate, and through neuroplasticity and all these new sciences, we know that we can turn the brain on. It's the same thing with the vagina. Sorry, I've been teaching so much lately. My voice is just like, that's
so beautiful.
So no, we can do the same thing with the vagina, as we go in and we're literally, it's our main circuit breaker, and we're turning switches on, we're lighting things up. This is really important, especially it's a preventative for things like prolapse, which a uterine prolapse is basically the uterus falling inside the vaginal canal.
Whoa.
So if you've had more than two kids, this is way more common, but even with gravity, the uterus is connected by ligaments that are like rubber bands, and it just starts to go south with gravity like anything else. So these exercises are pulling and placing the uterus, the queen, mm-hmm. back on her throne. It's strengthening the vaginal canal. It also increases sensation, like orgasmic sensation. And it's really also using the crystals is an amazing way to fill up your own cup, because we're coming out of the vagina, just a sheath for a sword, and we're saying, wow, I'm this holy temple. I could put crystals in and I can yes. bless it.
Yes.
It's very healing. It's very activating. All of these things are going on. I wrote an entire course about it because it's so profound, and it's like the middle of the morning, so my brain is going into like really funny like zones right now. Like I feel like I'm starting to like lucid dream a little bit.
Me too.
I'm like, am I okay? Real? These are things I talk about all the time, and like it's like I'm getting cotton mouth in the middle of the night. I'm like, okay, it's happening.
I know, it's so fun. It's so true.
And then breast massage. I mean, I love breast massage. I also did an entire course on breast massage. So all the links
your
will be below.
Your best friend.
Yes.
It's the cutest name ever. Yes. And we recently had a slumber party, and you and me and our daughters did best
Breast massages
together. And it was really, really beautiful. And it really calmed them. Like, even it's my girl is so calming. Yeah.
It's so calming. Great.
So that's a course that's teaching women exactly how to, the best way to massage their breasts.
Well, it's going to be an entire holistic. We're going to go through the muscles, the lymph, the energetics of the breast. And then, yeah, different techniques to massage the breast, to tone the breast, to lift the breast, to grow the breast. To energetically activate the breast. We use the breast as the energy cauldron to bring energy up from our yoni, to activate our different organs, to activate our different glands. So the breasts are literally like the headlights. Like we're like, headlights on!
Low beams,
high beams.
Yes.
So there's so much to the breast. It's also where we hold a lot, so we can release, and it's the heart. So wherever we've had heart broken, heart sadness, heart trauma, it's like we can release it from the breast. And even as a day-to-day energetic practice to like clear the breast, so we don't hold grief, we don't hold sadness, we don't hold our emotions there. We just keep everything circulating and flowing. So the course is a holistic overview of like everything breasts.
If those reasons don't inspire, like I remember that's why like whatever Alila says to me, I'm like, whatever you advise me, I'm gonna listen to and I'm gonna probably do. And I have in all of our friendship, because it's like those reasons are not small. Those are really humongous, both like scientifically, physically, energetically, spiritually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not, that's totally. More than both. And it's so true. And I remember you, when you asked me just recently, you're like, have you been doing your breast massage? And I'm like, girl, I've been nursing for 4 years. I don't even want to like look at my boobs or touch them. Like they're just like, when they're resting, they just let them sleep. You know? And I felt all of those things that you're saying, where it was like, holding grief in my chest and like really having this desire to shine my light forward and wondering how could I do that better and how could I do that more.
Yes, our breasts are our first place of like shine.
Right.
And the more we massage our breasts, the more we're like shining in our auric field.
And it goes back to that self-love, like as is the whole thing. I can't fragment. I can't be like, oh my god, like I love my eyes or my hair, but like my breasts, we don't talk or look at these. Like you can't just like shut out part of it.
No, right? And that goes back to like all of me is welcome here.
Exactly.
All of my pieces, all of my, and it's so interesting. I'm just gonna circle back to what we were talking about, like being a single mom and dating, because I was having the first like FaceTime date with this man, and his kids came in, and then my kids, and the baby daddy came in, and it was like this whole scene was happening, and we were still deeply connecting and deeply like in this bond, very present with each other. And the first time in my life, I was like, he sees me, and all of me is here.
Yeah.
every single part of me is here present in this moment.
Literally.
And he's still here, like, liking, appreciating, seeing, validating, valuing what he's seeing.
Yes.
And it was so beautiful because I was like, wow, all of me is here.
Yes.
I don't have to be like, oh, I'm a mom over here. I go on dates over here. Right. I'm a boss bitch over here. Right. I'm an ex over here, or co-parent over here. It was like every piece of me was right here. And that was why the mirror was so beautiful, because every piece of him was right there.
Yes.
And it was like two whole beings meeting each other.
So beautiful and important, and it's also a really new way to think about dating as a single mom.
Yes.
I've read so many different opinions about it, and always I'm like, close but no cigar for me, you know.
Yes.
And
yes,
that feels really good. And I, as always, love speaking with you. It is so past our bedtime.
I just wanted to say one more thing before we totally sign off, because I'm so excited. I'm about to launch my signature course for my brand. It's called Period Alchemy, and I know we didn't really talk about periods. However, in Period Alchemy, you will find, like, many versions of the belly check-ins. Mm-hmm. You will find meditations, many different breast massages, and a really holistic overview of falling in love with yourself, starting with your period, with your reproductive system, with that which created life. Because so often, even with something like our period, we're like, we don't have time for it. I'm just going to breeze by it. I'm just going to put in a tampon and go with the day. And and we're showing our daughters especially that. And the thing, I love getting my period the most because my daughter calls it my yoni cup. Aww. And she's like, and actually we've been getting in a bit of a crunch this past period because she wants to pour my blood out. And that is like my sacred thing that I do, is like I take my blood cup and I pour it onto the earth, but she wants to do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's so beautiful that she wants to do it because she feels that connection to the holy sacredness of what's happening.
Yes.
And so we've been sharing that together, but this course has been just the most amazing journey, and it is a heroine's journey that goes through the entire landscape of transformation, birth, death, rebirth, and it literally will transform your life starting with your period. And I know it seems like such a funny doorway. However, for women, the blood is the bloodline.
Yes.
And like that is the first doorway to healing ancestral trauma, falling in love with your body, falling in love with your entire reproductive system,
entire self,
becoming a magnet for like the shiny expression of the vibrant life that you are here to create and share with the world.
Yes. And I speak from firsthand, like, experience, where meeting Alila and being like, so you do that, like, cup thing? And being like, and she's like, I see your tampons in your bathroom, you know, and no judgment. Yeah, but no judgment. Just really, like, seeing me and being like, is that serving you? Like, are you loving your periods? Like, do you feel empowered about your period? And I'd be like, woman, what, like, what? Like, where's the Tylenol, you know? Like, where's the, like, donuts or whatever? Like, where's the ice cream? And you really gently and lovingly and patiently, like, let me get curious and watched me, like, oh, okay, I guess, yeah, let me, let, do you have one on you right now? Remember, like, I bought it from you, like, at my house. I was like, I need it now. Like, I'm ready. I'm on my period right now. Let's
do this. She's talking about Mahina cups.
Yes, Mahina cups. And I now can say that I absolutely love my period. And it is the time where I feel like I'm manifesting the most. I get excited. I, like, clear my schedule. I'm like, okay, what am I getting ready for? Like, what am I bringing in next? Like, how can I love myself more this month? You know, and it's like a reset, a cleansing. And I honestly am not suffering throughout my periods anymore. And I too, like, enjoy, like, I just moved into this house not too long ago. I've had two periods here and loving, like,
going outside and being like, okay, this is my new home, and like blessing the space around me with my blood. And what you taught me, and it's just one little part of the course, which I got to get a little sneak peek on, and it's so gorgeous. I told Alila it's like a place to go. It's not just an online thing that you learn. It's really a beautiful place to go. And one of the things that you've taught me is that I can feel that my blood isn't something that's like weird or gross or something to be ashamed of, but rather be aware that it's not like the same blood that's in my wrist. It's a unique, a life-giving blood that's different from the rest of my body. And when I honor that life-giving blood, and I like be intentional about how I'm letting it out and what I'm doing with it afterwards, and what I'm showing with my daughter, then I am loving myself in a whole deeper, better, just a higher vibe way.
Yes. And can I ask you something?
Yes.
How has loving your period changed your mothering? Like, how has that in any way changed your monthly, like, you know, like, has loving your period changed your relationship with mothering with your daughter during that time?
Yes, absolutely. And the way I would say, the first thing that comes to my mind is I feel more of an ability to allow myself to rest guilt-free in that time. And I even tell Luna, you know, like, oh, baby, you know what? We're actually not going to go on that big, like, beach adventure or play date today. I got my moon today. I got my good blood, I tell her. And I'm going to just, like, chill at the house. Like, I kind of just feel like making some good food, or, like, let's read books or do art, you know. And she's just like, yeah, like, where before I'd be like, oh, I still have to do all the things that I have to do. And now I'm kind of resentful and kind of, like, angry and crabby and tired and flying off the handle about little things, you know. And, like, no patience.
Right.
No way, you know. And, you know, now it's just like she gets it, I get it, and I feel like that allowing and that rest and that, like, modeling self-love, she's my mirror of, like, okay, am I living up to what I'm promising her today? Or am I, like, feeling guilty and feeling I need to get up and clean? No. Okay. I'm good. Checking in. You know, it's a check-in.
Yes.
And if I can check in with myself, and how I'm feeling in my moon and, like, what I want to bring in, then I guess we talked too long for IG.
Should I download it or should I share it to IGTV?
I guess if you download it, you can do share both. Yeah. Maybe you could share it at a time when you have more of your people. And, so it's for me like a check-in and a way to say, it's a reminder to check in, really, too. And so I check in with myself. I'm loving myself. I'm checking in with my girl. I'm loving my girl. It's a reminder, and it's like almost like an alarm getting set off, like, oh, it's my moon. My moon cycle's here. It's time to check in. So, yeah, it definitely affects my parenting. It affects the way I work. It affects the way I talk to myself. Affects everything, like you said. It's a weird window that I would not have expected.
It's an interesting door, and it's like, it is the feminine door.
Yes.
And that's why I keep telling women, I'm like, I know it's not the place that you think that you want to go for your enlightenment, but this is the door, because it really changes everything. And it changed the way that we're with the body. And I think a big thing that's also interwoven within the course is just learning how to optimize your life according to your female biology.
Yes.
Because so much that's in the collective right now with this, like, biohacking and optimizing, like you even said yourself, you're like, I'm lifting weights and I'm waking up at 5 a.m. every single day and I'm doing this. Well, that's really great if you're in a male body. If you have testosterone that runs from 5 a.m. to 3 p.m., yes, front load your day, lift your weights, eat your keto diet, you know, drink your 3 cups of coffee. But when you're a woman and you have a different cocktail of hormones and different, you know, the uterus is changing and the brain actually changes by 25% throughout the cycle. your body changes, the amount of water that you carry. So we need to learn how to serve each phases of those cycles. And once we do, and we biohack and optimize those phases, then we're better mothers, better lovers, better CEOs, better humanitarians. Our voices are louder, our faces are shinier, mm-hmm. our aura is more magnetic. And we learn that, yes, there are times to take rest, and mm-hmm. there are times to hustle.
Yep.
And we stop fighting our biology, because when we fight our biology, the only thing we do is we increase our cortisol levels, mm-hmm. we drive up our stress hormones, and we become exactly like you said, no patient.
Right.
What'd you say? Stressed out.
Yeah.
Something
wrinkly.
Else.
Wrinkly.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Wrinkly, dried, raisin. Right. So if we want to stay juicy.
Yes.
Juicy Lucy, you have to learn how to optimize. You have to learn to work with your female biology, learn to work with your hormones. And the period is this doorway, or just the female reproductive system.
Right, right, right. I love it. I wish I was on my period right now.
I actually am just on the last day of mine. It's so perfect. So if you're interested actually in learning to biohack for the female biology, definitely check out the course Period Alchemy. However, if you head over to my IG handle at Mahina, M-A-H-I-N-A .collective, and you send me a DM and tell me that you want to biohack your female biology, I will send you an epic PDF guide that will teach you so much, and you'll actually be able to start seeing the patterns in your body and creating different things at different parts of your cycle.
I love the questions that it asks too.
Cool.
But I have it.
Yeah,
I DM'd you.
You did. And
I did my homework.
You, who is listening, sister, mm-hmm. to have this tool too, because mm-hmm. it helps so much, especially as a single mother.
Yeah.
We don't have time to hustle when our body says flow.
No.
And we don't have time to flow when our body says hustle.
Right.
We need to optimize, and we need to get ninja.
Yeah, we don't have time to not biohack
no.
either. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you need to hustle.
Like,
you need ninja, you need, yeah.
I was on my way to a sleepover with Sarah's today, and she asked me to pick up ground coffee. And I messaged her and I said, well, I have beans. Don't you have a grinder? And she says, who has time for to grind their coffee? And I was like, okay, this is like next level over here.
I am like, efficiency.
But it's true.
Yeah. I'm like, why would I ever grind my own coffee when you could buy it ground? You know?
Because it tastes so much better.
Not
the
to me.
Beans like but, release the freshness.
You know what tastes better to me? Is
having
pouring
coffee.
It. Yeah. And not having to do extra work. Also, I don't want to wake up my daughter. And that grinding is loud.
Grinding
is loud.
I guess it could be.
But the point is, it's about efficiency. And if you can find a way to be efficient with your body and everything else that you do, then why would I not do it? Like,
exactly.
That, there's no, it's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
As they say.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
This is so fun. I know that you
By the
are,
way, I want to yes. give you who's listening a little snapshot of what's happening right now. I'm in a white lacy nightie.
So
Sarah's
cute.
In her like little short shorts. We're sitting in her kitchen. Both our babes are sleeping. It's probably
yep.
2 or 3 in the morning.
Yep.
We have no clue. But we were so excited to talk to you and
yes.
tell you of these conversations we were having, and Sarah felt so inspired. She was like, Alila, please, just come and let's do it.
Let's do it, because this is what it's about. It's about women. Like, I love how your Instagram handle is Mahina Collective.
Yes.
You know, because it's about us
we're
coming together as women. Exactly.
Yes.
And why, like, I have the empowered single mama sisterhood. It's
yeah.
about y'all being us being together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being alone, you know, and it's fun. It's fun.
It's so much
every
more
time
fun.
I get with you, I learn, I like rise up, I
we
get
do
inspired.
Everything but sleep.
Yeah. We'll
and then we have to separate
sleeping.
For
yeah.
a couple weeks so we can like go back to a bio rhythm of like sleep. Get our circadian rhythm back into gear, and then we're like, okay.
And our babies won't always be this little.
Yeah.
Someday we'll be hanging out with them and they'll be like off hanging out together.
Yes.
And we'll be able to talk.
Yes.
Right now they're so young and they interrupt us so much. We have to hang out when they're sleeping.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. And that just won't always be the case.
Yes.
But that's another beautiful thing about like seasons.
Yes.
You know, like seasons. It's not always.
Yes. Exactly. This too shall pass.
Yeah. And that getting connected with the seasons of the body, yes. Which your awesome PDF like taught me. I was like, oh, I never thought of that. Once again, Alila's teaching me. It reminds us of like, oh, and like when I came to your house and I was like wearing a white skirt and like flowered shirt, and you're like, look at you. I can tell you're in your spring. Yeah. And so I know like, if you haven't already gotten that, PDF download, then you're like getting curious. So give Alila a DM. You'll be so glad you did. There's so much juice on that page. And like, that's just a little fragment of the juice that is hanging out with you, Alila. I love you so much. You're
love
so fun.
You.
So good.
Love you.
I'm so thankful. And like I said before, all of the ways to connect with Alila will be easily found for you in the show notes, as always, including the link to our prior episode together, which I think it's like 12 or 15. It was one of the really early episodes and it was really fun. So you get more of Alila, and I'm gonna just snuggle up to you. I'm gonna get in bed with you here and next to your baby. And yeah, I can't make it all the way to my room. I'm too tired. I love
just
you.
Crawl across your kitchen floor.
Yeah, and go to bed, and then in 2 hours it'll be trying to wake up.
And do another podcast.
Do another podcast. I love it. If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's one book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am. And there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast, Empowering Single Mamas. Thank you for sharing this episode with at least one single mama friend today. You can even text it to her. And remember that when you go to sarahfayshoff.com, you can enter your email and be on the newsletter, which will invite you and remind you to join the Empowered Single Mama online course. And you will receive 5 yoga videos led by me, a video teaching you how to start meditating, and the quickie course, Confident Morning, helping you start your day off in a way that helps you have self-love and a high-vibe mindset and really just makes the biggest difference for your whole life. Remember, you are perfectly made, so discover your power and show it off.